Welcome to this episode of the Security Clearance Careers Podcast, Clearcast, your source for security clearance, intelligence community, espionage, national security, and defense contracting updates. In our exclusive interviews with intelligence community and government leaders. Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Security Clearance Careers Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Helbling, and today I have our PR and Partnerships Manager, Phoebe Wells, joining us, aka Phoebs. And so, Phoebs, spring is springing. How are we doing?
I'm doing very well, besides the like a foot and a half of snow that got dumped on us up here.
Yeah.
That was not super fun, but hopefully that was the last of the season and we can get back to good weather.
Yeah, well, I guess I should say spring is springing depending on what location you're in. And, you know, for all of our listeners, drop us a comment and tell us what location that you're tuning in from. And, you know, if you're in the DC metro area, it's been, we got a little bit of a cold snap prior to or after having 75 degree weather. Currently it's in the 50s. And so we're on the up and up, you know, it's getting darker later, which I can always appreciate. So I feel like this is a good time of year and we have a ton of upcoming events. And so we're starting to get into the really busy season, but we just wanted to take a break from sort of our usual content and having, you know, external guests join the podcast to talk about some of the top headlines at news.clearancejobs.com for the month of March. And so I'm really excited to dive into these. And of course, you know, stay tuned for what headlines are going to be coming out for this next month. But Phoebe, I think you're going to kick us off with the top red headline on our news site.
Yeah, so this was on March 18th, so not that long ago. The title is Tech Layoffs Could Be the New Normal and the Hot New Job in 2024. This is our Cleared Recruiting article by Jillian Hamilton, our editor extraordinaire over at Clearance Jobs. And so basically, this is highlighting all of the tech companies that cut jobs this quarter. So 209 tech companies cut over 50,000 jobs since January. And that includes the major players like Alphabet, Amazon, and Microsoft. So these tech sector cuts are nearing the dot-com bust levels, which I was around for, but was not coherent for the dot-com bust. Yeah, so this is happening. It's mirroring those levels. And the culprit appears to be stock prices. So layoffs boost shares, which prompts companies to perpetuate the trend. So unfortunately, this might be the new normal in tech employment. Workers are getting used to it and investors are happy, but only time can tell. Some good news, though. General Dynamics Electric Boat announced plans to hire over 5,000 employees this year, and that's including 1,900 in Rhode Island. And a sidebar on that, you know, I cover the DOD contracts that are announced, and we post them to our site every evening, and I'm seeing a lot of General Dynamics awards being awarded. So, you know, just keep a lookout for those contracts because that's actually a great way for candidates to browse potential open jobs as all those contracts, well, they're going to need to be staffed. And finally, I'll touch more on this later, but job postings for AI-related positions are unsurprisingly skyrocketing. That's reflecting the growing importance of this tech across all industries.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, within the federal government, we're going to see more and more of these AI jobs. And, you know, speaking of General Dynamics, if you're looking for stability within this industry, definitely targeting some of those companies. But yes, Phoebs, great point that folks should take a look at those DOD contracts every day, especially if, you know, if you're a very motivated job seeker and you maybe your contract is over, maybe you're trying to break into the space and, you know, maintain that security clearance, take a look at some of the small businesses that have been awarded contracts on some of those news articles that Phoebs puts together, because their hiring processes are going to look a lot different than General Dynamics, where you probably will get a call from a recruiter if you meet the requirements that day within minutes, if not. So yeah, all great points. Tech layoffs could be the new normal and the hot new job in 2024. That was one of our top read articles last month. And so I'm going to kick us off with our number two read article. Not surprising, national security compensation sets record high. So the Security Clearance Compensation Report is here, and it is loaded with data, insights, and trends that we're finding after surveying thousands of cleared candidates. So this was a survey that we run internally to clearancejobs.com. We obviously have the highest number of security clearance holders, and so we have a very robust database. And so the compensation report we released mid-March. And so this, you know, for recruiters, it's a really great report to using the salary data as market research when you're putting together like pricing strategies and responding to requests for proposals. And you can also use it as a recruiter to advocate to your hiring managers like, hey, this position is priced so stinking low. And this is what, you know, the market is showing for this field, this location, this security clearance level, et cetera, et cetera. And so from a job seeker perspective, you can use this report when it comes to salary negotiations. So again, this report is just loaded with data. And Phoebs, you actually got the word out about this. And, you know, any takeaways that you want to speak to?
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a great report for both candidates and recruiters, like you said. I really liked that we included a question about happiness because, you know, our work lives take up such a big portion of our day and really contribute to our well-being. So we asked candidates, you know, what would make them happier in their role? What would make them have a better work-life balance? And I mean, unsurprisingly, it was compensation. Those who felt they were compensated fairly were more like happier with their jobs, but they also discussed, you know, extra vacation days, the ability for hybrid work, which of course is a little tricky in the cleared industry. But, you know, a lot of companies are actually pivoting to that hybrid SCIF life, but also a job work-life balance life with the ability to do non-cleared work at home. And then obviously anything relating to their security clearance would have to be done on site. But I think that's an interesting trend that is just continuing to grow up, grow up. We're all evolving. But 57% of respondents reported that their employer now offers remote or hybrid option, and that's compared to 46% in 2021 and 53% in 2022. So it's continuing to rise.
Love that. And so, yeah, I mean, take a look, whether you're a recruiter or a candidate, take a look at some of the benefits. Maybe you need to audit what benefits you're using to attract new talent. And I think some of the other things that I found, well, and back it up, if you're a candidate, particularly if you're transitioning from the military, I know that it is easy for a contract recruiter, maybe not, you know, direct government recruiter, to lowball on salaries because, you know, the military pays less than industry. So if you're coming from the military, take a look at this report. So you're backed with the knowledge of what, you know, salaries are offered for wherever you're translating your MOS. And another takeaway on the recruiting side is that compensation increases were kind of widespread within the industry. And there were really good rises at the NSA and the CIA. So if you are looking to go the direct agency route, those are two agencies within the intelligence community that might be good fits for you. And lastly, you know, highlighting mission is key. I think that we've seen that over the last couple of years. I mean, compensation is obviously extremely important. But the other thing to highlight when you are trying to attract new talent is really highlighting the mission of the specific program that you're looking to staff. So that is national security compensation sets record high.
All right. And so I'm up next with our third most read article from March. And it is DOD AI Vision offers new opportunities for job seekers with key skill sets. So I kind of teased this in the close of my last article I talked about. And actually, I forgot to mention this point from the first article, so I'm going to just revisit that. So among the emerging trends for tech roles is the rise of the chief AI officer, with over 400 federal departments alone seeking candidates for this position. So I just wanted to bring that back into the conversation to start this article out, because this article by Peter, our contributor over at Clearance Jobs, is kind of a summary slash commentary on last month's DoD 2024 Defense Data and AI Symposium, and that was hosted by the Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office in DC. So this is where the Pentagon laid out the goals it said would be needed to support its DoD AI hierarchy of needs, which will focus a strategy directed at quality data, governance, insightful analytics, and metrics assurance, and responsible AI, which that piece, I believe, is the most important piece of anything related to AI. We need to make sure that we are doing what we can to make sure that it's ethical, it makes sense, and it's ultimately good for humanity and not our downfall. So Craig Martell is the DoD's Chief Digital and AI Officer, and he highlighted the vision of rapid situational awareness and decision-making through AI. And they also discussed that the Pentagon deployed machine learning algorithms in over actually 85 airstrikes in Iraq and Syria as part of Project Maven, which actually launched in 2017. So the DoD's AI strategy emphasizes agile development, speed, and scale adoption, so aiming for decision advantage outcomes in various areas. So the DoD's budget request for AI this fiscal year is $1.8 billion, with numerous AI-related projects underway, including those tied to major weapon systems. So this is obviously a newer technology, but not as new as maybe the general public would think it is. It's been in the works for a while, but it's just really in the zeitgeist now. And it's going to be interesting to see how this progresses, especially in the defense industry, because, you know, it's different.
Sure. Yeah, we'll see what's to come. High quality data is the foundation of the Department of Defense work to scale AI technologies across its mission. And I know that they may lean a little bit on industry and the commercial sector, which I also think is incredibly important. So yeah, lots of hot stuff within AI.
And I will say, so the article also raised concerns about the lack of focus on AI defense strategies to protect AI systems from hostile interference or manipulation, and just really doubling down on the fact that AI security and resilience is crucial, especially in defense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think that kind of, you know, begs the notion that cybersecurity is just going to continue to be important. And so I know I hear from folks so many messages each week, you know, how can I pivot to cyber? So definitely going to be important within this realm of AI. And yeah, all of these technical jobs are going to be looking for fresh minds. So if you're younger and you're listening, get into a career in STEM. Even if you're not young, if you're looking to pivot, this can be, you know, a great option. Yeah, there you go. All right, so we're moving on to our last top read article of the month of March 2024. And so I was reading this article, and it starts on January 29th, 2009. And so I was thinking, oh, yeah, that's not that long ago. Okay, that was 15 years ago. I'm just like, man, that's actually when I graduated high school. And so I'm just like, okay, what's happening? And so the title of this article is White House Pushes to Pay Equity for Federal Employees and Contractors. So we're talking about 2009, because then President Barack Obama signed into law the Lilly-Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, which sought to make equal pay laws more enforceable. And so I know that we see this with the Department of Labor and other rules and regulations like pay transparency. And so we just crossed the 15th anniversary of that federal pay equity law. And so in a statement this past January, the White House said women workers are still paid on average 84 cents for every dollar paid to men. And the disparities are even greater for many women of color. These inequities can add up to millions of dollars lost over the course of a lifetime. And so you think in 2024, like, what the hell is happening? Like, why is this still a thing? We see some incredible women and, you know, incredible women that do incredible things. Like, why is there still such a disparity? And so as a part of the White House's efforts, the Office of Personnel Management, aka OPM, issued a final rule ensuring that more than 80 federal agencies will no longer be able to consider an individual's current or past pay when determining the salaries of federal employees. And so, again, like I said, we see more and more states that are joining the list of states that enforce pay transparency laws. And so that's kind of another thing that it hopes to close these gaps. And so the Department of Labor's Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs, OFCCP, our recruiters certainly know what that is, has also issued guidance clarifying existing protections against discrimination in hiring or pay decisions. So it's meant to help federal contractors and current and prospective contractor employees understand when reliance on an individual's compensation history for hiring or pay decisions may result in unlawful discrimination. So a lot of really important stuff in this article. Maybe sometimes when I read these types of articles, I'm like, oh, and my eyes are glazing over. But certainly important for anybody who works within the defense industrial base, you know, because this is kind of pushing for both federal employees and contractors. So
well, and it just, it, you know, it goes to show, I mean, the work that these people are doing is so important. So it is kind of staggering to think that, you know, women are still getting paid less in an industry where really they need all hands on deck. So I think this is very important and good steps to hopefully close that gap.
Absolutely. And so for any of our women listening, we do have our special edition tea that we launched last month for Women's History Month, Secret Squirrel Sisterhood. It's a crazy looking squirrel, a Rosie the Riveter squirrel. So if you'd like one of those, then definitely send us a message at editor@clearancejobs.com. So those were our top four read articles last month. Phoebes, any closing thoughts?
I think we touched on some very important, little news bites from the four articles, but you know, for obviously the full reporting on the topics we touched on today, definitely go read those articles. They're really jam-packed with information. And I started to giggle there when you said, you know, you were talking about the t-shirt, but I thought you were going to talk about, you know, the horrendous job I did on our game show this month.
LOL.
For women of national security. So I'll just plug that if you want to go to, you know, our LinkedIn page or YouTube and watch me literally fail all women when I get 2 out of, I don't know, the 10 questions asked right. I mean, spoiler alert, but it's funny. So
yes, please go laugh at us. And to be fair, everyone, you know, I did not give her any studying materials, so I really threw her to the wolves there.
Well, and I, you know, I will say that we went to go re-record one of the answers to try to like make it seem like I got at least one more right, but I decided to be ethical and not do that. So you get the full raw, unfiltered, just failing of me. So
hey, you're welcome. We're here to be vulnerable with y'all. So thanks for tuning in to this episode of ClearedCast. For more information on federal or contractor employment, you can always visit news.clearancejobs.com.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of ClearedCast. Hit the subscribe button and share this episode with your friends and colleagues. For more security clearance updates and national security career advice, subscribe to news.clearancejobs.com. If you have an active clearance, refresh your profile and search Cleared Careers at clearancejobs.com.